Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Strike. Cecil Lammy from 1043thefan.com joins us. Emmanuel reached out to me, Cecil, by the way, and said there's no problems with me and Bond. I know you were, you know, poking your head in there today. Any sense of any issues amongst the players themselves in the locker room?
No sense of anything like that. Now, Von Miller was in a really good mood today, and Von being happy is where this team needs him to be. Now they need him to produce on the field because that makes us all happy, including Von Miller. But today, after practice, players seemed, you know, lighthearted. The mood was good. You still feel, though, that there is, you know, frustration because they're 0-3. And that's why we get to things like, you know, Philip Lindsay calling out the media saying, you guys don't believe in us, all that. Like, Philip, just go play. Go play at a high level because we all want you guys to win. But today, even Von Miller was looking at his social media, and he was sitting next to Garrett Bowles, and he was saying, man, everybody's mad at me. And Bowles said, well, who's not mad at you? And Von said, quarterbacks. So, you know, how about he makes the quarterbacks mad at him? That would be pretty good, and again, good for all of us. But I think this team's going to come out focused. Obviously frustrated, but I think they took their frustrations out on Gardner Minshew on Sunday.
And Minshew, people talk about his completion percentage, and at 73.9, which is crazy high, but it's because he does a lot of short passes, and there's a lot of screens in there. So,
right,
if the Broncos want to get some sacks, is this the guy to do it? Because he does get the ball out quick.
Yeah, and his average time before pass, I don't want to get too nerdy, but it's right around the league average. You know, so it's not like it's Flacco is actually one of the fastest in terms of time before pass. And I wrote about this in my game plan at 1043thefan.com. Like, Gardner Minshew passes about 2.7 seconds. That's plenty of time to get there. Now, what you do, as you well know, Tommy, what's the defense going to do? Squat on everything. Why are they going to squat on the short stuff? Because he can't throw long. Like, he doesn't have the arm strength. There was a reason why he fell in the draft. Now, he still can be a fine starter. There's plenty of quarterbacks that operate with not the greatest arms. And the one thing that makes Minshew stand out is his anticipation as a passer. And not just his accuracy, but his pass placement. He puts the ball in a very good spot. In fact, I think he's got the ninth best off-target percentage of any quarterback. It means he doesn't have too many passes that are too high or too low. By the way, number 10 is Joe Flacco. So it's this guy's patience within the play. He doesn't rush things. He puts things not only on the money, but in the right spot where his receivers can make plays after the catch. And they've got an offensive line that is a work in progress, has a left tackle and Cam Robinson that's dealing with an injury. He was kind of limited last week as they eased him back in week three. Should be do more in week four here, but still, it's an offensive line you can take advantage of. And this is where you squat on the short stuff. You take away that little stuff that he likes to do so much and get after the QB. I look forward to seeing it on Sunday.
Can you, because I don't know what the stats are, but you can compare his get off time to Carr and Trubisky and Rodgers.
No.
Is it compare?
No, not at all. They are much faster. And Rodgers is actually really long time before pass because he hangs on to the ball, you know, and keeps plays alive with his feet. But he's right middle of the pack. He's number 17 in terms of time before pass. So he's right, you know, just a little bit slower than the NFL average. So I think, and, you know, we had Dirk Wolf complaining about it after the last home game, like, they're getting rid of the ball too quickly. Man, not really. They're running the ball and your offense isn't getting a lead. So make them not run the ball. This team will still run Leonard Fournette down your throat, even if he's not having success as they wait for a 69-yard run like they did against Tennessee. So they'll still be intent on running the ball. You just got to stuff the run, but your offense has to help you out by building a lead. I think the excuse of they throw the ball too soon. Okay, that's fine, but every team is doing that now as, you know, spread concepts are, you know, just going rampant across this league. You're going to have to deal with it. The Broncos can deal with it. I want to see them deal with it on Sunday.
Your game plan is up at 1043thefan.com, and I know you spent a lot of time on it. Some of the highlights are?
Some of the highlights are exactly how to beat this Jaguars defense, and I think it comes down to simply football 101. I've been waiting for more like jet sweep action. You see it once in a while with Philip Lindsay. I diagram that play. You see it once in a while with Emmanuel Sanders. I wouldn't mind getting a Deontay Spencer involved, you know, in like a little, some little sub package thing, but use your speed and use their speed against them. Let their defensive end crash up the field and then run underneath them. Draw plays, screen passes. These are the things that will work against Jacksonville, and you've just got to execute them.
How does Deshaun Hamilton go through a game playing 42 offensive snaps and not get a target? Is that Flacco not having faith in him, or is he not open?
Well, he's not getting open. Like, the nice thing about Deshaun is he doesn't tip off where he's going, but as soon as he makes his break, you can jump all over him, right? Because he's not the fastest guy. We knew that at Penn State, but I felt personally, because he's a great route runner, and he did have good hands at Penn State. Those haven't showed up this year. But I felt like, okay, well, he can get enough separation. Flacco's a guy where he's going to find the open guy. Deshaun ran 21 routes. Wasn't targeted at all because he's not getting open, because as soon as he makes his commitment, sticks his foot in the ground at the stem, guys know where he's going and guys are covering him. So because of that, Flacco's just going to the open guy. That's his favorite target. So makes it a little bit more Noah Fant. I think Theo Riddick, when he was signed, everyone's like, oh, it's because Devontae Booker. And I thought, nah, I think it's because of Deshaun Hamilton, because Theo Riddick's really a slot receiver that happens to have RB next to his name. So until Riddick gets back, the Broncos are just going to have to deal with this.
What's your pick?
I am picking the Denver Broncos. I know I picked them twice already this year and burned, but I feel with this defense, and the frustration's there. Yeah, everyone can see it and feel it. The frustration is mounting, but again, I don't think it's negative. They still believe in each other. They still believe in Vic Fangio. They still believe in, you know, that everything coming together. So because of that, I'm going to pick the Broncos in this one. I will say by a score of 21 to 13.
We score over 20 points?
Yes. Amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
Thank you, Cecil.
It's a shootout.
Be good, fellas.
When we come back with football at 4, one of the quirkier things we've ever seen in the NFL is going on with Jalen Ramsey. Plus, after 4:30, we'll go through the details of how it went for Richie dressed up as Gardner Minshew. And if you haven't seen the pictures today, go to 1043thefan.com. It's classic. It's classic. All still to come right here on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.